Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Good evening. The show turns on Europe. Mr. Trump's approach to Europe is not working if you count unanimity as working and the opposite not. I now have a list, a growing list, of large European authorities rejecting aspects of the war in Iran. Spain has long refused to participate and allowing the U.S. to use its bases. Now Italy has done the same with a permission denied to land in Sicily, a warplane or a transport plane headed to the Middle East. France has refused American attention as well, and to my knowledge, Germany is the only one who is in the political storm. Noted that its rising populist party, AfD, has said when in power, it will tell the Americans to leave, including the largest base in the whole of Europe, I believe, the Ramstein Air Base, which is the centerpiece of American participation in European security these many decades. Great Britain has a mixed record on this matter, but Mr. Starmer and Mr. Trump are clearly not getting along. The spat continues transatlantic. I mention that the king is due in late April for a state dinner at Washington, 3 days here, including a speech to the joint session of Congress. We can look for some mending of the fences at that event. Mr. Trump has commented late in the day, recognizing that the war in Iran could easily be endless. Iran has committed itself to surviving. That is the victory for the Iranian leadership, what's left of it. Well, all of it's left of it now because new people have moved into the roles. The surviving looks to be a successful strategy right now, reminding myself, don't attack the man, attack the plan, man's plan. The plan was for the U.S. to make it a short war. Mr. Trump says 4 to 6 weeks. That is no longer practical. The markets are sold off for 4 weeks. Mr. Trump listens to the markets, at least he has in the past. What's new is that the markets might not be listening to Mr. Trump. They seem quite independent of his decision-making, remembering that we have the sit-down with Xi Jinping scheduled for mid-May, another unhappy event as far as the markets are concerned. There are other events in the world, but they all spin around the two wars, Ukraine and Iran. Mr. Trump, late in the day, learned that a federal judge appointed by George Bush has rejected his plan for a very large, out-of-proportion building called the Ballroom, attached to the White House, at least temporarily, saying that the case by a preservation society has merit, that the president alone doesn't make this decision, that Congress must be brought into the conversation. That was late in the day, but it certainly does set the tone that Mr. Trump is being turned back, where for the last 12, 14 months, it looked like he was riding very quickly to his vision of Washington. There is other news, but again, it all turns on the war. The price of gasoline, the price of goods everywhere has doomed to go up. We're talking $4 for an average for the country. $4.09 here on Sunday. I expect it to be $4.19, $4.29 the next time. Some ships are leaving the Gulf, but not many, a few. Earlier today, or whatever day it is in the Middle East, it's a little out of phase. The Houthis or Al-Qaeda or Iran, likely, set fire to a tanker, a full tanker of oil, which blazed away. It was finally, the fire was put out, but that was clear to the other tankers and ships in the Gulf trapped there. Don't try it if you don't pay or ransom. And if you're attached to the wrong people, you're not getting out. The U.S. Navy does not look to be interrupting. There are plans for the Marine Corps to take over Carg Island and other parts of the Gulf. But those look to be put back on the shelf. Because late in the day, Mr. Trump said, we're getting out a couple more weeks, whatever that means. He speaks vaguely and not accurately. So you can only guess what that's intended to convey. There were other matters today, but again, they are small compared to the larger story of the disorder caused by the war in Iran. It's a global war now. China's in it, Russia's in it, Tehran certainly is in it. The whole of the Gulf is in it, Europe's in it. There's no one exempt from it. Price of gasoline, price of petrol, price of diesel. It's universal trouble for inflation, for the affordability story, and for the apparent whimsical way we went into this. There was no consultation. There was no presentation to the American people. There's never been a speech from the Oval Office. No understanding of what the mission is, why we fight. In any event, there'll be other news this week. We're waiting for NASA to launch Artemis II mission. That's the SLS plus Orion and four astronauts to circle the moon in a 10-day mission. We wish them well, but this is not a meaningful exercise. We've been around the moon. The SLS is left over from the 20th century concept of how to travel in space, all replaced by commercial space. I speak with my friend Bob Zimmerman. There is no mission here. There will be nothing accomplished. They're taking a great risk with untried systems. Will they launch tomorrow? They say it's an 80% chance. Given their record, they'll hold, if anything's irregular, and many things have been irregular with this craft for quite some time, which is why it's two decades overdue. More to come in the later in the week, and we'll see if Artemis gets off the ground and has a successful mission. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.